Evening, Rabbi. I wanted to dedicate tonight's shir Ilei Nishmas by Moshe Katz, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, the father of Elliot Katz, one of the regular participants in the shir, whose father passed away, started sitting shiva today. So I dedicate the shir Ilei Nishmas by Moshe Katz. Chanukah, Sunday night. Getting here. On Chanukah, we read from the beginning of the Parsha of the Nesiim. Some start in Birchas Kohanim, and we read all the way into Parshas Baloscha, the first four psukim of Baloscha, about the lighting of the menorah. It is a Rashi at the very beginning of Baloscha. What is the connection between the kindling of the menorah and the parsha of the Nesiim? It would not seem to be connected. Right, the next parsha is, which begins, happens to be follows very well from the Chanukah's Amishkan. Then it talks about the role of Kachas HaLevim, the role of the Levim. Okay, and, another necessary group of people for the functioning of the Beis HaMikdash. In between those two, we have Dabar Al Aharon V'Amarta Alo Ba'Alo Yischa Saneros. We have places in the Torah where it discusses the Menorah. I mean, that would seem to be the place to put Ba'Alo Yischa Saneros. Not tucked in between the dedication of the Mishkan and the inauguration of the Levim to serve in the Mishkan, and in the middle, we plop in Ba'alei Yischos Aneiros, just made a crash landing. So, Loma Nismucho Pashas HaManoira LePashas HaNesiim. Rashi, it's a Medrash Tanchuma, if you go Shiro Aaron, Chanukas HaNesiim, when Aaron saw the Chanukah of Nesiim, Chol She'oz Daito, he became despondent. He was not joined with the other Shvatim in the Chanukah Samizbeach, Lohu Velo Shifto. Not he nor his Shevet. We have 12 Shvatim, or 12 Shvatim with Ephraim and Menashe, minus Levi. Omala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to appease him, and he says, Chayecho, Shelecho Gdoilu Mishalahem. Your share is greater than theirs. You will kindle the Aneiros and cleanse the Menorah. That's the Chazal. And there are many, many aspects of this Chazal which are very difficult to understand. The Ramban notes them, some of the things in between the lines of the Ramban. The Ramban says, why did he give him a Nechama with the Aneiros and not something which goes on the Mizbeach? Some type of korban. He was lacking in a korban. So, lo nichamo b'ketores b'okav erev. The Kohen Gadol brought a ketores every morning and every night. So shibchay b'yakosur, yaskim b'ketores b'apechot. He pushes away the midas adin. Uva chala korbanos, and he's going to bring a plethora of korbanos. Uva minchas chavitim. The Kohen Gadol has a special mincha that he brings here in the morning, here in the evening, every day. And on crowning that, I avoid this Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, Hashenu Ksheira Ol Bo, only the Kohen Gadol, only Aaron to do it. No one else can do it. And V'nichnas Lefnai V'lefnim, who else? Can anyone else enter the Kutcher Kutchum? And he is sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omeid V'Yachol L'Shor Sol V'Varach B'Shmo. Particularly chosen to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Migdash and to give the Birch of the Brochus. V'Shifto Kulo M'Shor Se Elokeinu, his whole Shevet is chosen to serve in the Migdash, either a Kohen or a Levi. So, this is a pretty heavy roster of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have been Menachem him with. So why did he choose the Menorah? And then he asked further, the Ramban, but even it will stop at this point. I mean, all the Karbonos which were brought in the Mishkan, all the Nesiim came. Nobody could be Makar of a Karbon. All the Karbonos went through the Kohanim. So the Kohanim certainly had a share in every Karbon which took place. So Elamai was indirect, so they didn't directly share in the Karbonos. So where does this, what's the point then of the menorah? It's also not in the Karbonos. V'oid matam l'chalisha sadeh adeh adazu. Hello, Karbono godu v'shal nesim. He brought more Karbonos than the Nesim, even in the dedication of the Migdash, in a certain aspect. Shehikru b'yomam ahim Karbonos har b'kol yimei ha-melun. Right, from the last week of Chodesh Adar was the days of the Melun. And then Shmini Lemeluam, he certainly had a huge amount of Karbonos. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu maybe was in charge of this. Shibas Yimei Lemeluam, but there was still plenty of Karbonos. And Yom Shmini Lemeluam was totally Aaron. So we had a whole bunch of Karbonos then. And Tomo Shahayu Chayvo, but it's Tavavahem. That his concern was those were Karbon Chayvo. They weren't an adobo. And therefore, if that's the reason that he wanted something which was, he donated, so to speak, it wasn't mandatory, that's also a chiyuv. So what's the difference? If his question is, he wasn't happy because the karbonos that he wrote were a chiyuv. The hadlokas and the amenorah was also a chiyuv. Avo inyan ha god hazu lidroish remez min ha-parsha al chanukah shal neiru shahoysu b'bay yesheni. This is referring to the chanukas ha-mishkan and the chanukah of the neiris b'bay yesheni the Aaron uvono, which took place. Who engineered it? The Kayan, right? The Aaron uvono. That was the one that engineered this victory. Right, Mabimei Matis Yol, etc. Ritzoni Lomar Chashmonai Koyen Godel Ubonu. The Ramban, he spells it out. Uveloshen Hazeh Motzosia the Rabbeinu. We begin a story of Rabbeinu Nisim. Sheizkara God Azuva Omar. He mentions this Chazal in the following language. Reason Medrash came with Chagribish Nemos and Nesim with Ohiku Shevet Levi, etc. Omalok Kodesh Baruch Hu Shadavar Laram Vamarta Elov. Yesh Chanukah Acheres Sheyesh Bo Hadlokas Neiros, but he also bore Yisrael Ayedei Bonecha Nisim Utshua VeChanukah Shekruya Al Shmo. They'll be renowned as the saviors of Klal Yisrael. In Chanukas Beis Chashmonoi, the Vigil Chisnuk Parshas of the Parshas Chanukas Amazbeach. So Roisi Oy Bilam Deinu. So here he spells it out, the Rabnisin, that this has to do with Chanukah. Or Isi Obilam Deinu, Chaim Ever Yisrael, Omalar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leis Emor Le'aron Al Tisyor, do not be despair. The Gdoyle Mizois Atamuchan, I'm preparing you for something which is greater than all the Karbonos. Har Karbonos Kozman Shabes Amidish Kayim Hei Noyakin, they will end. Aval Haneiris, the neiros will always be here. When there are no karbonos because of the korban beis hamikdash, afa neiros betelus, nor is there a menorah. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? That the time is going to come that after the beis hamikdash, you're going to have your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is going to end with the beis hamikdash too. That accompanies us in the Golos and the Brichas Kayanim, etc. So what was the Chomot to Aaron? Because Aaron apparently was disturbed that he did not have a share in the Chanukah Samizbeach. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu comfort him? The menorah was also not part of the Chanukah Samizbeach? The answer is, the Rabbi Hashem told him, it's true, you did not have a share, but that's time limited. What they did is going to end at one point in time. And what you do about the mitzvah that I give you of the menorah, that will reverberate throughout the entire history of Klal Yisrael. With a mikdash, without a mikdash, it's always going to be there. Now, what was Aaron's nechama? You know, we live in a world which is, we like, who holds the world record for this, for that, and the next thing, whatever it might be. From things of significance to things of absolute shtus. But who holds the world record? And we have, right, the Guinness Book of Records, records and records and records and museums dedicated in the Empire State Building, I think they tell me, to the Guinness Book of Hall of Records. So this is what Aaron wants. He wants a footnote. He has the longest running ritual from the Beis HaMikdash is, you know, was given to Aaron. That's what he wants, you know. That made him happy. You know, he's running for 3,000 years already, you know. He's all Sameach, 3,300 years. The Inyan is something else. The whole Inyan of the Beis HaMikdash is to connect us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person came, the Korbanos should bring forth the Midas HaRachem, a person saw the Nisan in the Beis HaMikdash. It's our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rabbeinu Shalom told him that influence, the inspiration of the Beis HaMikdash is limited. It's going to end one day. And we're not going to have it anymore. But the menorah is also a means to inspire Klal Yisrael. We'll come back to it soon. And that will remain, that inspiration will be accessible in all the generations. Whether there's a Mikdash, there's no Mikdash, we'll always look to the inspiration of the menorah. No, but the side of the menorah, the Gemara says in Bava Basra very clearly. Aroitza lahachkim yadrin, aroitza lahasher yatz, aroitza lahasher yatzpen, aroitza lahachkim yadrin. If a person is looking for baruch on his financial affairs, so in the Davin Shemon Esrei, he should tilt a little to the north. More the Gemara in Bava Basra says, shah shulchan b'tochen, the lechem aponim, that represents the baruch on parnosa, comes through that. That's on the northern side of the Mikdash. A person who is concerned that he wants to become great in Torah, he should tilt towards the menorah, which is on the southern side. The menorah represents the light of Torah. That inspiration that we draw when we look at the menorah, which connects us with the inspiration of Torah, that will remain forever. And it's at different levels. There's a very famous drash I heard as a child, I remember, and then when I was already grown, I discovered that it's in the Netziv, in the beginning of Parshas Bala Yisrael. I'm not sure that it's the Netziv's Torah or it long predates him, that I don't know. But the Netziv does cite it. The menorah, as we know, had seven branches. Six outer branches and three on each side and a central column. The Netziv writes that the six outer branches of the menorah represented all the chokhmah of the world, all the secular chokhmah of the world. Music and art and math, etc. All the chokhmah in the world is represented in the branches of the menorah. The central column of the menorah is Torah. That represents the Torah. And what does it write in Parshas Bala Yisrael? Mul Panei HaMenorah Yerushim HaSaneiros. The focus of all the Neiros should be on the central column. They should all converge at that point. And the convergence that it says is to tell us we're great respecters of Chochmah. Yesh Chochmah Ba'umas Taimah. Someone comes and says, that the secular world, the non-Jewish world, is steeped in wisdom and knowledge, we should believe them. It's true. Look at the world that we live in. I mean, the world, it's the unimaginable chokhmah which exists in the world and growing by leaps and bounds every day. It's tremendous chokhmah. But someone tells you, yesh Torah be'umos, that there's divine wisdom, to look for that in the nations of the world, al tamen, then you're not going to find it. Klal Yisrael was given the Rabbanu Shalom Torah, Torah Tziva Lonu Meirosho, Lo'osa Chayin L'chol Goy, which is a unique wisdom, a unique chokhmah of understanding what this world is, what its purpose is, what the Rabbanu Shalom wants of us. That's a Meirosho to Klal Yisrael. All the chokhmah of the world is significant. It's utilitarian. We use it for many, many things. Right? The whole world operates it. We grow our crops and our health and our water and whatever else goes on. We build buildings and bridges. We fly to the moon. It's based on the chokhmah that we have amassed. Tremendous chokhmah. But that's not the utilitarian aspect of chokhmah. It's not its greatest achievement. There's something even higher in terms of the significance of Chochmah than a utilitarian approach to Chochmah. And that is to the extent, Yalmul Pnei Menorah Yehiru Shivas Haneiros, to the extent that they illuminate the Torah and we understand the Torah at a deeper level because of the Chochmah which exists in the world, that's the ultimate purpose of the Chochmah. It does serve utilitarian purposes, but its illumination of Torah is its true significance. The Chazon Ish Zecher Tzadik Livrocha was a master of Kol HaTorah Kula, Kol HaTorah Kula, which included the Rambam's Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Rambam's Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to be a very, very sophisticated mathematical understanding to be able to work through it. And I mentioned other times, the Yale mathematicians of the 19th century studied the Rambam, the Kiddush HaChodesh, and they said that the Rambam had flawed trigonometric tables because some of the calculations that he makes are not mathematically sound. And so it remained. No one knew what to make of the Rambam until the Chazon Ish came in the 20th century. And the Chazon Ish understood the mathematics, but the Chazon Ish also understood the Rambam far better than the professors in Yale. So he was machadish, a new understanding of the Rambam, and he demonstrated how mathematically it was 100% correct. And he was a professor in Queen's College. I wrote a book explaining the mathematics in the Chazon Ish's Kiddush HaChodesh. It's sophisticated. So the Chazon Ish, obviously, he had papers and papers to make his calculations. It was the type of calculators we have today, they didn't have at his time. So he made the calculations by hand. When he finished, he said the notes that he made, the papers with the mathematical calculations, these have to be put in shameless. You can't throw them in the garbage. Why? Since they were used for the study of Torah, then they are themselves a kodesh. The chokhmah was used to understand Torah, it's kodesh. That's what the Chazon Ish said. And that's a mul pnei menorah yehiru shivas haneiros. The understanding that the ultimate achievement of chokhmah in this world is it illuminates the divine, is it illuminates the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. That's its ultimate achievement. And that's the message of Hanukkah, the primacy of Torah. A knowledge and an awareness that there's tremendous chokhmah in the world. But the Torah is more significant than all the world's chokhmah. And it goes even further. I always felt that the greatest artistic achievement of Klal Yisrael was the Menorah. even at the sea, the proposed idea of what the menorah is going to look like that they have in the Kardu, in the old city, you know, made by the institute that wants to work on the Kalim. That itself is phenomenal. I just wonder what the actual one actually looks like. I mean, it's stunning. I think it's Klaus, the greatest artistic achievement of Klaus Yisrael. And I imagine that's the reason that the menorah was used as the symbol of the Commonwealth, the Second Commonwealth. The symbol of it was the menorah. On the coins of the Second Jewish Commonwealth, we find the menorah. And in contemporary times, Medinat Yisrael, I guess, wishing to ride the historic trend, also has incorporated the menorah on its coins. Wherein was the machlekes between Yovan and Klal Yisrael? Both were people that had a tremendous appreciation of Chochmah. From the standpoint that Yovan made, I mean, Western civilization is built on its insights and what it did to the foundation of Western civilization. It had pursuit of Chochmah. It had great aesthetic accomplishments. And from their standpoint, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was not in their scheme of things. What they looked at was man's accomplishments, his Chochmah, his artistic expression, his creativity. And they were ends unto themselves. This is man's highest achievement. And Klal Yisrael, we were not drawn into that sphere. We stated, as important as that is, but the awareness of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that stands higher than all of this. And we find in Chazal, in reference to the Mishkan, Olam Teodom Chosal Ayofa. We should be concerned with beauty when we build the Mishkan. Sefer HaChinuch writes that the phenomenal beauty of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, was so that its majesty should humble a human being that walked inside. And with that sense of humility, it would be easy for him to do tshuva. So, we made beautiful edifices, beautiful kelim, but we stated that all of this, the aesthetics, is to bring us to a deeper appreciation of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the debate. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He could have made many nisim for Hanukkah, but the nis takes place in the menorah. Because the menorah is our greatest artistic achievement. And what does the menorah tell us? Amul Panei Menorah Yerushalayim Aneiros. Everything about this menorah is for one thing. The chokhmah that it represents, the beauty that it represents is for what tachlis? Amul Panei Menorah Yerushalayim Aneiros. It's all to illuminate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. And therefore the menorah is the chosen vehicle of that ness, because it underscores exactly our point. That the aesthetics is a pursuit of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's not an end unto itself. There is, Chazal tell us in the Medrash, that the rallying cry of Antiochus against Klal Yisrael and the subjugation of Klal Yisrael was Kisfu lachem al keren asher she'ein lachem chelek ben okay Yisrael. A campaign, a propaganda campaign that's Forget the Rabbi Shalom. He's gone. That's it. You know, it's over. You know, we're different focus and different issues. This was Yovan, what Antiochus pushed. Klal Yisrael, no, forget the Rabbi Shalom. Don't worry about Shalom. It's all over with that idea. Ain lachem elham chem chaylek elokay Yisrael. So what does the Rabbi Shalom do? The Hashmonaim start a revolution against Antiochus. A pretty heavy, heady thing to do with a very small band of people against a major power, but they undertake it. And they achieved their first success with the recapture of the Beis HaMikdash. Like Yovan had used it as a base of Beit Zohar, they put their idols there, etc. This is the first success. It would be many, many years until they rid Eretz Yisrael of Antiochus altogether. But this was the first success. They come to the Beis HaMikdash. It is the Maral Miprag writes in Masechta Shabbos, when he talks about the miracles of Hanukkah, he says he's absolutely clear that the Yontif of Hanukkah was enacted to celebrate the military victory over Yovan. That's what it was enacted for. And the truth is, it does seem that way, because if you look in Al Anisim, it doesn't even mention the Nes of the Menorah there. It's a shmuz for a different time. But all that it talks about is how we prevailed in a military sense over Yovan. So he says, that's the essence of Hanukkah. So he says, now I have a problem. It's highlighted if we contrast it with Purim. In Purim, they defeated the forces of Haman, and the next day they rested. Right? A year later, they made it a yontif for all the durs. But the day after, they crushed their enemies. They made a celebration. So yet it says when it comes to Hanukkah, they didn't do anything. Chafei Kislev, they went, they captured the Beis HaMikdash. They lit the menorah, it burned for 7 days. Lashana, the next year, they said, interesting. Yeah, we should make a yontif. So what happened? In Purim, they made it the next day. And here they waited a whole year. What did they wait a year for? Maral Miprag asks. He says, you know why they waited a year? Because they did not recognize the miraculous nature of their victory. They thought this is just, you know, something which could happen. You don't need, no great miracle happened there. And consequently, there was no reason to make a yontif. A yontif, as the Gemara in Erechin says, it's mikra kodesh, meaning it has asiyas melacha, it's a chag. It's none of these things. A nes, there was no nes to talk about. So what did they do? So, okay, they had a light to menorah, they lit the menorah. And a strange thing happened. Was there anyone sitting in this room that you ever came to Shalosh Shudas and Shabbos in your house and the candy, your wife's candles are still burning from the night before? Ever happened? Some of us are married a little while, more than a few months, right? So we had plenty of time to look at the nearest Shabbos. Right? Once in a rare while, you come and you can wake up in the early morning and there's still a candle flickering from the night before. Once in who knows how many years that happens, you know? That you have one candle burns so slowly, the wax, whatever, it's still flickering in the morning. You know, once in a rare while that happens. And here they lit one night's oil. And remember, this is the dead of winter, the nights are long. Long nights. And it burned for 8 days. This is not an explicable event. No way to explain that away. So they said it must be that this is a nes. Well, if this is a nes, So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks like we found chayin, we'll motza chayin b'nei Hashem, that he did nisim for our nes for us. So then they stopped to think, well, maybe the Muhammad was also an nes, if that's the case. And then they came to the conclusion that the Muhammad was also an nes. Now he says, until they went through all the days that the menorah burned, they were unaware that there was anything special to celebrate. Only after they finished all the days of the burning of the menorah did they begin to comprehend that the military victory was also miraculous. Here, well, next year, they said, ooh, a miracle happened. We have to celebrate it. So they started to celebrate. But they didn't start to celebrate initially because they didn't see anything miraculous that happened.
It took 8 days of burning to catch up? Or did they just...
Whatever. Listen, they probably weren't looking necessarily. When they took in the whole scene, that look what happened. This thing burned for 8 days. It shook them up.
Why did it take anything to catch up?
What?
Muhammad was a
Alpha PK. That's what do we see?
So
right. What do we say in Al Anisim? I wasn't going to go into it. If you asked, I'll go into it. There are two indices by which you measure military strength. One is the quality of the troops, meaning their morale, their training, their equipment, their leadership, all of those factors. That's one indice. The second is in numbers. As General Douglas MacArthur said, anyone that'll get into a land war with China on the Asian mainland is a madman. You know, you can't possibly kill them fast enough to get rid of them. You know, a country with, what, 1.6 billion people or something. Just the sheer numbers you can't deal with. So those are the two indices by which we measure a military. And here, what do we say in the Al Anisim? Basarta gibayrim biyad chaloshim berabim biyad me'atim. You want to know who was better trained and better led? Antiochus. You want to know who had more people on the battlefield? Rabim biyad me'atim. So usually in warfare, if you have both, if you have the rabim, and you have better training and better equipment, usually you win the war. If one side has more people and the other side has better troops, that's an interesting war. You know, that the guys in Las Vegas will start giving odds on it, who's going to win. But so this, you want to imagine, would have been an open and shut victory for Antiochus. And Alpha Pekin, the human being, our nature is to look at the world through the lens of Derech HaTeva, not to see Nisan. Why? It's an anomaly. On one hand, we believe, as the Ramban says, everything is a nes. But on the other hand, what's the hishtadlus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do in this world? Is Alpi Derech HaTeva. So I could plant in January, in February, right? And I could succeed. But that's not the time to do it. The time to do it is a Chodesh Cheshvan. So we are implored by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to follow the Derech HaTeva. So in everything that we do, we our sphere of operation, our modus operandi, is Derech HaTeva. And because of that, we are very attuned to look at the world from the standpoint of Teva, not in a miraculous sense. And therefore, we try as much as possible to fit everything back into the box of Teva, that we can understand that which takes place. Until before something happens that we can just doesn't fit into the box, we can't put it into the box no matter what we want to do. So then we start to say, something else is going on here.
Is that
the consensus of
the
question?
There were no Nisim
Gulyim
in the Muhammad?
It says, the last of the Nisim was Esther. Right? Do I tell you right? The toughest to tell me that Seif Kol HaNisim of the Nisim Gluyim. The Ness of the Menorah was Begiloy, but not the Ness of the battle. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Klal Yisrael? I'm here. I'm present. And the Yoicha says, Ein lechem kelek v'lokei Yisroel. I'm here. Rabbi Yisroelim is present. Don't write off the Rabbi Yisroelim. I'm here. And thus, the Menorah was also to bring into focus the role of the Rabbi Yisroelim in the world. The nest of the Menorah reconnected us with HaKadosh Baruch. We know we went through a very, very difficult period in Klal Yisrael. The Misyavnim are far more than the non-Misyavnim. Not the first time in Jewish history and not the last time in Jewish history. In the time of Eliyahu HaNovi, what does the Novi in Melochim say? There were 7,000 people that didn't bow down to the Baal. Imagine the whole of Eretz Yisrael, there were 7,000 people. What could have been true in the time of Yoshio? When Yoshio, when they discover the Sefer Torah hidden away in the Beis HaMikdash, and he opens it up to the Torah, and he starts asking what this is the Torah, Hashem gave it, and he's all shaken up. But he reached a point in his life, he was Melech Yisrael. Good, he was young, but he didn't know anything about the Torah. Zero. So what do we think Klal Yisrael looked like at that time? The Rebbe Rishon Lodom comes and says, I'm present. Ani kam. I'm here. So that also was achieved through the Menorah. And there's one other thing which took place in Chanukah, which we haven't looked at yet. And I'll address it in this fashion. Why is it that an Al HaNisim it only talks about the military victory and the Nes of the Menorah, which is our central celebration of Hanukkah, just as V'dliku Neiros B'chatzos Kochecha? It doesn't say anything that was miraculous, as one day's oil, skirmished. What happened? And the answer is the following, that what's the bracha that it's in? It's in the bracha of Haidov Maidah. In the house of Brisk, and I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says the same thing, there's a basic yisayid. We talk about Shevach and Haidov. What is Shevach and what is Haidov? Shevach is an abstract statement of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know how great the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is? The universe is so vast. It's unimaginably vast. I mean, if we would take a rocket ship and shoot it to go to the other end of the solar system, you know, who knows when it would ever get there? So vast, unbelievably vast, the solar system. So you think about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam creating such a vast world. It speaks of the greatness of Hashem. But the vastness of the world in our present perception doesn't do anything for me. You know, if there wouldn't be another, who knows, million galaxies or whatever on the other side of Pluto, what do I care? You know? What influence does it have? They don't show up in the solar system. We don't know of their influence in the solar system. You know, the planets, we know, they do all the trajectory of the planets has to do with all the planets and their influence of the gravity of one upon the other. And that's fine. But so what's way out there, way beyond Pluto? Right now, we don't know. Maybe one day we'll discover the influence that it is. But right now, so from our standpoint, now that's Sheva. Rabbi Hashem was great. He created this enormous universe for whatever his reasons may be. Haidah is something else. Haidah is, what's my stake in this? What do I get from what took place? So he told me the sun. I give Haidah for the sun. If it wouldn't be for the sun, we'd freeze to death. There would be no crops, etc. All the things, there'd be no light. All the things that go on are necessary in this world for its function. Shevach Haidah, Abishta made the sun. So, Haidah is, what's my stake in this? What do I gain from this? And from that standpoint, we can ask ourselves to quantify it in this fashion. The nest of the menorah did not provide me with anything. It made no difference in my life. You know? Philosophically, but in terms of, in a practical sense, it didn't affect my life. The military victory over Yovan affected my life. I lived in Eretz Yisrael. I was persecuted. I wasn't allowed to live the life that I wanted. And consequently, it, now that we gained victory over the Hashmonaim, Baruch Hashem, I'll raise a cup to that. That's something to celebrate. Sally, it says we should make a l'chaim. There'll be a few l'chaims for that one. Moedim is the brocha's haidah. Moedim is not to talk about the greatness of Hashem. The menorah is the greatness of Hashem. But what we're talking about is we remove the yoke of Yovan from ourselves. That belongs in haidah. That's what we talk about in haidah. They came, and we know all the persecution that took place in their attempt to achieve that end. So the Rebbe Shalom restored us. He restored us. That we have to thank the Rebbe Shalom for. So Hanukkah on one hand is a celebration of the Rebbe Shalom's presence, and as manifest in the menorah, as manifest through the menorah of the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence in the primacy of Torah. But Hanukkah is also a celebration of the freedom, the chayrus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. That's also in Hanukkah. And that's what we talk about in the Al HaNisim, is that part. So, there are varied aspects which connect us again with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aspects of our lives in this world that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam bestowed bracha upon us at a difficult time in our history. So Hanukkah is representative of all of that. And in a certain measure, it represents Klal Yisrael and the Golos, even though it took place a lot in Masa Kodesh. But it was still under foreign domination that it takes place. You know, one could be in Golos and Eretz Yisrael too. You know, Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael, but ultimately he was in Golos and Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't his. Vidoravi, Yeshuvu Haina, they will live in Eretz Yisrael as freemen. So it represents principally, but not only principally, the spiritual survival of Klal Yisrael and the Golos. Purim, as the Lubavitch says, represents the physical survival of Klal Yisrael and the Golos. So those are the two Yomim Tovim that were added to the Torah to represent our survival in the Golos. The Yavetz in a Siddur, Nachtomatu a Siddur, it's around Paragimel approximately, says the following, Chaynafshi says, I swear to you that if you want to see miracles greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, number one, study the survival, the physical survival of Klal Yisrael and the Golos, and the Nisim involved in that are greater than the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And secondly, he says, even more than that is the survival of the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah and the Golos. That's even more remarkable than our physical survival. And as we know, just look at the history of the 20th century. You know, millions of people uprooted from places where we lived for 1,000 years and ran all over the world. Now, Baruch Hashem, despite all the suffering, the enormous, horrific suffering of the 20th century, but Klal Yisrael survived. Here and there, whatever, but somehow we survived. the horrors of the 20th century. But what was our greatest struggle, even greater than the physical survival, was the survival of Torah. People running away, running to who knows where just to survive. How could they take the Torah with them? Who's going to teach them the Torah? Who's going to teach the children the Torah? When a person is struggling just to exist, to find a place to put a roof over his head, which is relatively safe, and to earn a few dollars to support himself so his family doesn't starve to death. Under those circumstances, at the same time you expect him to sit and worry about this ruchnius, what's happening? Those are rare individuals that could do that. And yet the Rebbeinu Shalom in his kindness has seen that Torah has also grown phenomenally in the latter part of the 20th century, the beginning of the 21st century. And that, the Yavetz says, transcends even the physical survival of Klal Yisrael. So Chanukah actually has both aspects to it. Purim really is much more focused on the physical survival. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.
Connect this part to a famous conscience, white, 8 pages, 7